Chapter 10, Treatment Paths, What Works and Why, Finding the Way Forward. After diagnosis comes the next question, what now? For many veterans, learning they have PTSD, TBI, or both brings both relief and fear. It's a relief to finally have a name for what's been happening. But it's scary to imagine what recovery might look like, especially when the injury is invisible and the symptoms have become part of daily life. The good news is this. There are many paths toward healing. No one path works for everyone, and that's okay. What matters most is starting the journey. Treatment isn't about becoming who you were before. It's about becoming the best version of who you are now, with the tools to live a better life. In this chapter, we'll explore the treatments that help veterans move forward and why a personalized approach is the key to real progress. Talking through the pain. Therapy is one of the most common and effective treatments for PTSD. It helps veterans make sense of what happened, process painful emotions, and learn how to cope with triggers. For many, therapy provides the first safe place to talk honestly about trauma without fear of being judged or misunderstood. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, is one of the leading therapies for PTSD. It helps people change the way they think about their experiences. Veterans learn to recognize negative thought patterns like, I should have done more, or I'm broken, and replace them with more realistic, compassionate ones. Over time, CBT helps reduce fear, guilt, and avoidance behaviors. Prolonged Exposure Therapy, PE, is another powerful tool. In this therapy, veterans gradually face the memories and triggers they've been avoiding. With the guidance of a trained therapist, they talk about traumatic events in detail and learn that remembering is not the same as re-experiencing. PE helps the brain reprocess trauma so it doesn't feel so overwhelming anymore. Eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, is a unique form of therapy that uses eye movements or tapping to help the brain reprocess trauma. During EMDR sessions, veterans recall distressing memories while focusing on a specific physical movement. This helps shift the way the memory is stored, reducing its emotional power. Many veterans say EMDR helped them move past trauma when nothing else worked. Therapy works best when the relationship between the veteran and the therapist is strong. Trust takes time, especially when trauma is involved. It's okay to try a few different providers before finding the right fit. Therapy isn't easy, but it's one of the most powerful steps a veteran can take toward reclaiming control. Medication, stabilizing the mind and body. While therapy deals with the thoughts and emotions connected to PTSD and TBI, medication can help balance the brain's chemistry. For veterans dealing with anxiety, depression, sleep problems, or mood swings, medication may play an important role in managing symptoms. Antidepressants, particularly SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, like sertraline and paroxetine, are often prescribed for PTSD. They can help reduce anxiety, improve mood, and lessen the intensity of flashbacks and intrusive thoughts. For some veterans, these medications create enough emotional space to fully engage in therapy. Sleep aids, both prescription and over-the-counter, can help those suffering from nightmares or insomnia. Lack of sleep can make PTSD and TBI symptoms worse, so restoring healthy sleep patterns is critical. For veterans with TBI, medication may be used to treat specific symptoms, like headaches, impulsivity, or mood swings. Stimulants may help improve focus and attention in some cases. Mood stabilizers or anti-seizure medications are also used to manage emotional volatility tied to brain injury. Medication is not a cure, but it can be a helpful tool, especially in the early stages of treatment. It should always be prescribed and monitored by a qualified provider, preferably one familiar with trauma or brain injury in veterans. Cognitive rehabilitation, rewiring the brain. When TBI causes changes in memory, thinking, or coordination, cognitive rehabilitation is often part of the treatment plan. This kind of rehab is like physical therapy for the brain. It focuses on rebuilding lost skills, strengthening weak areas, and teaching new strategies for daily functioning. A speech-language pathologist may help with communication issues, like word finding or following conversations. A neuropsychologist might work on memory exercises or attention training. Occupational therapists help veterans build systems to manage daily life, from organizing a calendar to cooking meals safely. Cognitive rehab can be frustrating at first. Veterans may feel embarrassed or discouraged by how long it takes to make progress. But small gains add up. The brain is more adaptable than we often realize. With patience and support, new pathways can form and function can improve. This type of rehab is often tailored specifically to the veteran's needs. Some may work on returning to school or a job. Others may focus on regaining independence at home. The goal is always to improve quality of life by making thinking and functioning easier and more reliable. Support groups, sharing the burden. Sometimes the best therapy doesn't happen in a clinic. It happens in a circle of people who understand. Support groups provide a space where veterans can talk openly with others who've been through the same struggles. These groups are not about giving advice. They're about listening, relating, and showing up for each other. Veterans with PTSD may feel isolated. They may believe no one else can understand what they've seen or felt. In support groups, those beliefs begin to fade. Hearing, "Me too," from someone who's been there can be one of the most healing experiences. There are also support groups for caregivers, spouses, and children of veterans with PTSD or TBI. These family members carry a heavy emotional load, and they need support too. Being with others who understand their journey can reduce stress, prevent burnout, and remind them that they are not alone. Groups can be found through the VA, vet centers, local nonprofits, or online forums. Whether in person or virtual, connection is a powerful part of the healing process. Lifestyle changes, building a stronger foundation. Treatment doesn't stop when therapy ends or medication is taken. Daily habits play a huge role in how well veterans manage PTSD or TBI. That's why lifestyle changes are often part of a successful recovery plan. Exercise is one of the most effective natural treatments for both PTSD and TBI. Physical activity helps reduce stress, improve sleep, and boost mood. It doesn't have to be intense. Even walking, yoga, or swimming can make a difference. Many veterans find that staying active gives them a sense of control and accomplishment. Nutrition matters too. A healthy brain needs healthy fuel. Diets rich in whole foods, healthy fats, lean protein, and plenty of water support brain function and mood regulation. Avoiding alcohol and limiting caffeine can also help reduce anxiety and sleep problems. Mindfulness and relaxation techniques like meditation, deep breathing, or progressive muscle relaxation help calm the nervous system. Veterans trained for high alert survival often have to retrain their minds to slow down and rest. These techniques can lower anxiety and increase emotional control over time. Structure and routine provide predictability in a world that often feels chaotic. Veterans with PTSD or TBI may benefit from regular schedules, daily planning, and clear goals. Even simple routines, like morning checklists or nightly wind-downs, can provide stability. Tailoring treatment to the veteran. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to treating PTSD or TBI. Some veterans respond best to therapy. Others benefit more from cognitive rehab or lifestyle changes. Many need a mix of all the above. What's most important is that treatment is personalized. That means listening to the veteran's story, respecting their values, and adapting the plan as things change. Healing is not a straight line. There will be setbacks. There will be victories. The goal is not perfection. The goal is progress. Veterans should be involved in their treatment planning. When they feel ownership over their care, they're more likely to stick with it. Doctors, therapists, and families can support this by offering options, explaining choices, and celebrating steps forward. Hope is not a myth. Some veterans live with PTSD and TBI for years before seeking help. They may feel like too much time has passed. But healing can happen at any stage. The brain and body want to recover. With the right support, even the deepest wounds can improve. Treatment works. That doesn't mean it's easy or fast, but it's possible. And for many veterans, that possibility is enough to keep going. Each tool, therapy, medication, rehab, support, daily habits, adds strength to the foundation of recovery. In the next chapter, we'll hear directly from veterans about what they wish civilians understood. Because when the world outside the home understands the battle inside, healing becomes a shared mission, not just for veterans, but for all of us. Let's keep moving forward together.